ever taken the time to realize about how literature reflects on reality? Like, come on. Most of these stories are based on a true story or live event. Also, if you wonder why most of these stories are so interesting and relatable, is because most of these stories are based on true and real events that have possibly changed us in the world. The five stories that we're telling you about are all relating to reality. Another thing is most authors will use real-life events for a theme of the main idea, so we can connect more to the theme of the story.
Well, what the article is mostly about is the fact that how cell phones can be really addictive. Also, this relates to real-life events. For example, in the story, it says that watching your phone on the street can lead to death. In other news articles, there is about 3,600 deaths, including a phone on the scene. This is also a real problem in real life. Many people rely on technology now, and especially on using the phone. It's a really big thing in life, and also causes a bad solution.
The theme of The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is that knowledge is power and danger is ignorance. What I mean about that is, in the story, it talks about a kid named Bruno and his family having to go to Auschwitz because his dad was picked from Hitler himself to be a soldier at Auschwitz. That the way the theme of the story relates to the reality, because when the Holocaust was occurring, Hitler was the dictator at the time, and he wanted to cause a living hell. And although Hitler was an evil person, he was smart. Hitler had made millions of people. He made millions of people believing into his evil plan, and he had the power to make it happen. So, to conclude everything, this is a way to show that knowledge causes power and danger is ignorance.
This story is about a woman that did a lot of good work, and all she wanted is this jacket, but you can only get the jacket if you really work hard. And the principal didn't think she was doing good in school, and she was really sad. And this also relates to real life events. For example, racism. Some people discriminate black people because people are assuming that they are doing something bad. And also, always stand up for what you think you truly achieve and speak up for when you're doing it. People should not discriminate other people at all times, no matter if they're a different skin color than you. Never judge a book by its cover. Some people are actually working hard, but some people are not achieving their goals because of their skin color and their race.
All these stories are all related in one way. For example, these stories are based on real events, like the first one is how cell phones can be really dangerous and also addictive. Also, in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, it relates back to the Holocaust and how life was back then. But you get the point. All of these stories relate to our main topic, and that's how literature can relate to reality. Taking the time to realize about how literature reflects on reality, like, come on. Most of these stories are based on a true story or live event. Also, if you wonder why most of these stories are so interesting and relatable, is because most of these stories are based on true and real events that have possibly changed us in the world. The five stories that we're telling you about are all relating to reality. Another thing is most authors will use real-life events for a theme of the main idea, so we can connect more to the theme of the story.
Well, what the article is mostly about is the fact that how cell phones can be really addictive. Also, this relates to real-life events. For example, in the story, it says that watching your phone on the street can lead to death. In other news articles, there is about 3,600 deaths, including a phone on the scene. This is also a real problem in real life. Many people rely on technology now, and especially on using the phone. It's a really big thing in life, and also causes a bad solution.
The theme of The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is that knowledge is power and danger is ignorance. What I mean about that is, in the story, it talks about a kid named Bruno and his family having to go to Auschwitz because his dad was picked from Hitler himself to be a soldier at Auschwitz. That the way the theme of the story relates to the reality, because when the Holocaust was occurring, Hitler was the dictator at the time, and he wanted to cause a living hell. And although Hitler was an evil person, he was smart. Hitler had made millions of people, he made millions of people believe into his evil plan, and he had the power to make it happen. So to conclude everything, this is a way to show that knowledge causes power and danger is ignorance.
This story is about a woman that did a lot of good work, and all she wanted is this jacket, but you can only get the jacket if you really work hard. And the principal didn't think she was doing good in school, and she was really sad. And this also relates to real life events, for example, racism. Some people discriminate black people because people are assuming that they are doing something bad. And also, always stand up for what you think you truly achieve and speak up for when you're doing it. People should not discriminate other people at all times, no matter if they're a different skin color than you. Never judge a book by its cover. Some people are actually working hard, but some people are not achieving their goals because of their skin color and their race.
All these stories are all related in one way. For example, these stories are based on real events, like the first one is how cell phones can be really dangerous and also addictive. Also, in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, it relates back to the Holocaust and how life was back then. But you get the point. All of these stories relate to our main topic, and that's how literature can relate to reality.